In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we listen to the first reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter and John were going up to the temple area for the 3 o'clock hour of prayer, and a man crippled from birth was carried and placed at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate every day, to beg for alms from the people who entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. But Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." He paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. Peter said, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, rise and walk." Then Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles grew strong. He leaped up, stood, and walked around, and went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the one who used to sit begging at the Beautiful Gate of the temple, and they were filled with amazement and astonishment at what had happened to him. The word of the Lord.
The Responsorial Psalm. The response is, "Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, invoke his name, make known among the nations his deeds. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth his judgments prevail. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham, and by his oath to Isaac. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord."
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. According to Luke. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That every day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. It happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along? They stopped looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know that of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They say to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described. But him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is near evening and the day is almost over." So he went in and to stay with them. It happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were open and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. So when I wake up in the morning and saw the snow falling, I remember my fellow seminarian singing the song "Let It Snow" from Frozen movie when it came out all day long. So they sing it over and over. It's annoying me, but it's fun. Today is April and we still have snow. You might say, "Welcome to Chicago, Father." Alright, let's look at the positive side of the snow. Have you ever sat down and had a sense of awe looking at the snow? The ground, though filthy, dusty, but only after a night of snow. The earth is covered by a beautiful white color. Until human wakes up and traffic kick in, right? Then you know what color that I'm talking about. But dwell with me with the image of the earth covered by a beautiful white color. Does it help us to think about grace than God? Because with human effort, how long does it take to cover the whole state of Illinois? And think about every person is a small part of the earth. Are we beautiful and handsome? Yes, we are. But we still have some filthy and dusty in us, right? Then God's grace, the grace of Easter joy, the grace of the resurrection of the Son of God, like the snow falling down on earth, falling down on each of us, no matter where we are at. The crippled man staying at the beautiful gate in the first reading, begging Peter and John to give him something. What did Peter say? "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise and walk." They gave him the joy of Easter. And then the disciples on the road to Emmaus, right, were sad because they lost their leader, Jesus. They were going away from Jerusalem and thought to themselves, what we are going to do now? And what did they get? Not gold or money or silver, but the joy of Easter by the breaking of the bread. They recognize Jesus has resurrected. So brothers and sisters in Christ, I will conclude the reflection with an invitation. Like the snow, it will eventually melt to the earth. We should let God's grace melt into our hearts and souls. Invite God, like the disciples, stay with us for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over. Stay with us, Lord, because gold or silver don't bring us peace and true happiness. Stay with us, Lord, because we want to be more like you. Stay with us, Lord, because we want to know what is the purpose in life. Stay with us, Lord, because we want to be renewed, be transformed, be rejoiced in the joy of Easter. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.